In the early summer of 1938, an unprepared visitor would have found it hard to find a hotel in Prague. Tens of thousands of people from dozens of countries, including Yugoslavia, France, and the United States, had gathered in the city. This was the 10th international gathering of the Sokol movement, which had been founded in Prague back in the 1860s and combined physical exercise with patriotism. Sokol took its inspiration from ancient Greece, but in 1938 the event also had more than a hint of Pan-Slav solidarity in the face of an increasingly aggressive Nazi Germany. At the vast Strahov Stadium, literally tens of thousands of people engaged in simultaneous gymnastic displays. Czechoslovak radio was there, reporting live on the events as they happened.
Dobré jítro, mladí přátelé. Jistě bychom se vám ani nemuseli hlásit a už byste uhodli, odkud dnes vysíláme.
An enthusiastic announcer describes the scene. He introduces listeners to one of the thousands of Czech Americans who crossed the Atlantic, especially for the event, Louise Hersom from St. Louis, Missouri.
Dovolte mi přátel, já bych ještě já řekla několik slov za nás ze St. Louis, Missouri. Čeká již na nás Praha. Nemůžeme déle...
We are really excited, she told the reporter, speaking Czech with just a hint of an American accent.
Jsme všichni rozrušení a skoro pláčeme radostí. Je nám tak krásně, že bychom si přáli...
We'd love to embrace all our brothers here, she added, and those who had to stay at home.
Chtěli bych vám, kteří se zůstali... Vy jste přišli za námi k těm velkým dním sletovým.
One outsider who witnessed the Sokol gathering was Jay Scott, a visitor from Scotland.
We were fortunate enough to see the last part of the Sokol demonstrations, and they made a great impression on us. For example, the elaborate preparatory work involved, which produced such perfection in action. Then the fact that it is all voluntary and spontaneous. And then the widespread interest and enthusiasm evoked. In Scotland, we can muster an enormous crowd for an important football match, but your so-called crowd beats ours hollow.
Some people, like this Irish visitor, Andrew Byrne, sounded a bit overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Those costumes passed along the street, they do strike the Western visitor as rather highly coloured. But in time, the eye accustoms itself to the high colouring and you get the details. The beautiful embroideries, the harmonisation of colouring, the manner in which the design of the clothing has been made to fit, for instance, the trousers and the long skirt and the small jacket. And all these things have been made to harmonize in such a way that you get the 20th century as against a Greek background.
Andrew Byrne talking there in 1938. And I should add that Sokol is still going strong. In 2006, some 20,000 people took part in the 14th International Sokol Gathering here in Prague.